There was not found the like to him who kept the law of the Most High. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have the feast of Saint Titus, and he was the close working companion of Saint Paul in all the apostles' great missionary trips. And Saint Titus is a great example of a good companion and also of a good subject, because he always did what he was asked and required to do with the spirit of humility and joyfulness. You might remember, children, as I often told you, that our holy religion is not the religion of emotions, but the religion of will. We have to, in our lives, do lots of things which sometimes are difficult, like obey our parents, teachers, and priests. It is hard, but that is what makes you a saint, so that you are willing to submit your will to the will of another and do something which you don't necessarily like, but which your position requires you to do. And Saint Titus was especially dear to Saint Paul because Titus was like a son to him. He was humble, and he was hardworking, and he was obedient. Saint Paul used him in his missionary trips when he took care of the churches of Ephesus and Corinth. When Saint Titus was still a priest, Saint Paul sent him to take good care of the people in those remote cities, saying mass to them, bringing them sacraments, to preach and teach, and give them spiritual counseling and fortitude to stand in the midst of persecutions. Eventually, Saint Paul was imprisoned, but when he was released, he immediately and very soon started his mission trips again. And one time, Saint Paul landed to an island named Crete, and he preached there and made many converts and established new churches there. But as Saint Paul couldn't be every place, at least not in the same time, Saint Paul needed to leave to this island an own bishop who would take good care of the Christians there and who would confirm and ordain priests and who would preach and be their father in the matters of religion. And since Saint Titus had proved himself to be a very good companion and very humble and obedient subject to Saint Paul, Saint Paul consecrated Saint Titus to be the bishop of Crete. And he also wrote a letter to Titus telling him to establish the bishops all over the island. And this letter to Saint Titus is still preserved in our Holy Bible today. And in it, Saint Paul told what a good spiritual director is and how a good bishop and good priest should act towards his flock, that the faithful must be governed both with discipline but also with patience and loving understanding, just like your parents, your mother and father should rule you, children. Saint Titus stayed in Crete as a bishop there, and he was over 90 years old when he finally died there, a very holy death, and was taken as one of God's saints into heaven. Dear children, Saint Paul was kind of like Titus's mentor, something like a boss. He was both a teacher and a parent to Saint Titus, and he was very good in exercising his authority, very disciplined, but also very clement and loving father. And Saint Titus, under his good care, became a very similar kind of bishop, well-disciplined, but also very patient. and children in this from the life of this saint, you should realize how important it is to learn from throughout your whole life. As Saint Paul was teacher and parent to Saint Titus, you too, children, you have your own parents and your teachers to whom you should be subjects to. It is a temptation to think that you know very much already, even though you are still quite young. Instead, whenever you are being corrected, or when you are being taught, or when you are instructed by your parents or your teachers, you should show the same kind of humility and subjection and joyfulness in servitude like Saint Titus showed to Saint Paul. And you should, children, always be very open and keen to learn more in your life and in this school. There is always so much more what you can learn and which you could make a good use of in your life. Also, whenever you hear a sermon or whenever you study some passage in the Bible, study them always and with very great care and very great joyfulness and willingness to learn as you would hear or read it the very first time. Sermons and Bible passages are always so much filled with richness and a good message from God Almighty that it will truly take the whole lifetime to learn from it, and even one lifetime is not enough. So, children, make Saint Titus your example in learning. Make him example in humility and obedience to your superiors, and make him an example in staying faithful. Saint Titus preached and gave sacraments in Crete all those decades, and he was very greatly rewarded of it. All of this because he had learned in his youth to be humble and obedient and submissive, just like Jesus was, and just like we all should be until the very last day of our lives. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.